Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th Canto, Chapter 18. King Yayati regains his youth. Actually, is the text 26 and 27. 26, there is no purport. I read first the text in 26. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
And then the verse says, Vrishaparvatam Agyaya Pratyanika Vivakshitam Gurum Prasadayam Murna Padayopachitapati. Translation. King Vrishaparva understood that Shukracharya is coming to chastise, of course, him. Consequently, before Shukracharya came into his house, Vrishaparva went out and fell down in the street at the feet of his guru and satisfied him, checking his rot. Now the text number 27. Again, translation. King Vrishaparva understood that Shukracharya was coming to chastise or curse him. Consequently, before Shukracharya came into his house, Vrishaparva went out and fell down in the street at the feet of his guru and satisfied him, checking his rot. Shukracharya wants to chastise him, and he anticipated this, and then went in directions of his guru. He paid obeisances like this. Let's see what happens. Now this verse 27. Shanarda Manyur Bhagavan Shishyam Vyachasta Bhagava Kamusya Kriyatam Rajam Nainam Chaktum Bihotsahe. Shall the translation of the words Kshana Ardha, lasting only a few moments. Manyu, whose anger? Bhagavan, the most powerful. Shishyam, unto his disciple Vrishaparva. Vyachasta said, Bhargava, Shukracharya, the descendant of Bhrigu, Kama, the desire, Asya, of this Devayani, Kriyatam, please fulfill, Rajam, O King, Na, not, Enam, this girl, Chaktum, to give up, Iha, in this world, Utsahe, I am able. Translation. The powerful Shukracharya was angry for a few moments, but upon being satisfied, he said to Vrishabharva, "My dear king, kindly fulfill the desire of Devayani, for she is my daughter, and in this world I cannot give her up or neglect her." Now the purport given by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes a great personality like Shukracharya cannot neglect sons and daughters, for sons and daughters are by nature dependent on the father, and the father has affection for them. Although Shukracharya knew that the quarrel between Devayani and Sarmishta was child's, as Devayani's father, he had to side with his daughter. He did not like to do this, but he was obliged to because of affection. He plainly admitted that although he should not have asked the king for mercy for his daughter, because of affection, he could not avoid doing so. Like this. Omagyana Chivinandasya Gyanam Jana Shalakaya Shakshuru Militam Jena Tashmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Staptam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadachi Swapadam Chitam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nichi Namini Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gaur Ashwarine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Bhashatari Vancha kaupa taruvya sha kripa sindhuvya vacha pachita nam pavanevyo vashtavivyo namo namaha. The verse again, Kshanarda manyur bhagavam shisham vyachasta bhagava kamusya kriyatam rajam nainam chaktum ihotsahe. The powerful Shukracharya was angry for a few moments, but upon being satisfied, he said to Vrishabharva, "My dear king, kindly fulfill the desire of Devayani, for she is my daughter, and in this world I cannot give her up or neglect her." Anyway, this is the history. This chapter is called King Yayati Regains His Youth. Here's one history. As Srila Prabhupada, he comments, he It's a the quarrel between Devayani and Sarmishta. The quarrel was childish, like this. Yeah. The more important of this Lila is at the end, as the chapter says, King Gyatri regains his youth. He was cursed, and then his younger son, he took the old age of his father, like this. Actually, the one attitude like this, we can see in the history of the Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev also had this attitude. He made a vow, a lifelong vow, because his name was Devavrata, but he became Bhishma because this was a terrible vow to accept it. Celibacy. This for one kshatriya is something that is completely out of question. I think the only case in the history of the humanity. Anyway, the other parts of the history, there's no such great importance. Two girls are fighting among themselves. And it's interesting that here in this verse, Shukracharya says that, I take side of my daughter, like this. I'm the father. It's natural. Né? And then this we can also, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, né? Samoham sarva-bhuteshu name-dveshu stinapriyaha ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya maite teshu japyaham. Krishna says, I'm Sama, I'm equal to all. I'm not partial. I do not favor anyone, and I do not reject anyone. I'm Sama, partial, impartial. But Krishna said, ye bhaktya, ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya. But those who are doing devotional service with the attitude of bhakti, because someone can do devotional service without having this attitude. How the bhakti, the essence of bhakti is devotional service. Actually, this term, devotional service, was created by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada created several terms to understand Krishna consciousness. Is Srila Prabhupada creation. Fruitive work. The contribution of Srila Prabhupada for understanding the message of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And like this. Devotional service. Yeva janti tumam bhaktya. Those who are serving me with bhakti, pure bhakti. When we speak about bhakti, it has two meanings. Bhakti means the practice. Oh, I started performing bhakti yoga 1 week ago, like this. And bhakti is the perfection, is the sadhya. We perform sadhana for getting sadhya. Sadhya is the perfection. And then Krishna says, Maite, they are in me. Teshu Shapyaham, and I am in them. Like this. This is something only Krishna says like this. This kind of intimacy between Krishna and the devotee, his devotee. He says, I'm in them. They are me and them. Like this. There's one verse also in ninth canto. This verse was spoken by Lord Vishnu instructing Durvasa Muni. Also the same meaning. And Lord Vishnu says, Sadhavo ridayam ahyam sadhunam ridayam tuaham. Mananyatida jananti nahantebyo managapi. Is sadhava. Sadhava refers to the sadhus. Sadhus, pure devotee. The pure devotee is always within the core of my heart. And I am in the heart of the pure devotee. The same idea. It's like one road, two ways. From here to there, from there to here. As in Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindha, he says the concept of Ashraya and Vishaya. Ashraya is the subject, Vishaya is the object. And then the devotee is the Ashraya of the love to Krishna. And Krishna is the Vishaya, the object of the love. But king, like he goes the other way, Krishna also he becomes the Ashraya, the devotee, the Vishaya, like this. This is Krishna consciousness. There is such intimacy. And then here says, this verse says, Madhyanyat Tinajanant. My devotee has nothing. He does not have any interest. He does not deviate his mind from me. Like this. This Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says this concept of Ananya Bhakti. Ananya Bhakti quer dizer, in Bhakti, Krishna wants exclusive bhakti. We see, for example, In India and also outside India, there is a Hindu temple. For example, I was recently in London, and then devotees take me to go to one Hindu temple. There was something like 30 murtis for worship, like this. Some of them I never saw like this, the names, I could not recognize like that, like this. But Krishna wants us exclusive worship like this, ananya bhakti, without deviation. Why is that? It's because in order to understand Krishna, one has to catch his bhava. And the bhava of Krishna is particular, very particular. Only the devotees can understand properly Krishna. Only the devotees. One has to surrender Krishna, and Krishna will reveal to him. Atasi Krishna namadi na bhavet grahyam indriyai sevamukhe hi jivadau swayam eva spuratyada. Through the intellect, to the senses, to the mind, one cannot properly understand the nama, the rupa, guna, and lila of Krishna, Sri Krishna namadi. But sevamukhe hi jivadau swayam eva spuratyada. The attitude of seva, devotional service. Swayam eva spuratyada. Krishna manifests himself in the consciousness of devotee. Like this. This is really Krishna consciousness, because Krishna has to manifest himself. Out of the attitude of the devotional service of the Buddha. And then Ananya Bhakti. Krishna says, I'm easily attained. We can reach me easily, but you want Ananya Cheta Satatam Yomam Smarati Nitya Saha. Ananya Bhakti. Also, in the 11th chapter, Bhakti Tvananyaya Shakya, Aham Evam Vidhorjuna. Only this Ananya Bhakti. One can, only the devotees can understand Krishna. This is my realization. Even one time, I was here many years ago, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, I was in Benares, and then I was chanting my japa very early in the morning in one ghat. There's no one around, but one man is taking bath. I didn't notice him like this, but he came up, and he came in my direction. Says, "Are you Krishna devotee?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "Look, I cannot understand Krishna. Can you understand Krishna?" He asked to me, like this. And I could see that he was sincere. He was not joking. He was sincere like this. He was like Ganga here in a lotus with water, the Ganga Jal. And then I think, what can I say to this man? Is, oh, I understand, I understand. It's not a problem. This time we think in Krishna, Krishna give me intelligence for it. And then I explained to him, well, I follow this Sankirtana movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into this world to reveal Radhe Krishna. And then in our line, in our sampradaya, has many acharyas. They only spoken about Krishna. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das, Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. They only spoke about Krishna. And then we can understand something. And beside that, I hear doing my japa with this Mahamantra Hare Krishna. This Mahamantra Hare Krishna is conducting me in towards Krishna, like this. I spoke like this. And then this, he made as the Indian people does when they satisfy. He said like this, I'm pujari of Durga temple nearby, and then invite me to come and do one darshan like this. And then we can understand that just one, those who surrender to Krishna can understand Krishna. And the Krishna consciousness is an ideal concept because it's pure spiritual. It means there is no limit. One becomes more and more Krishna conscious as one is practicing the process properly. Generally, people in India knows Krishna, the historical Krishna. Historical Krishna. I remember once I was in Haridwar, and then I had to go to the hospital. Simple thing. I had one wound like this. I had to do one. Very simple. And then it was Sunday morning, 10 o'clock. And there is no attendant, there is no doctor, there is no patient, no one. The street, no one. And then we could hear the television like this, because the Mahabharata, the 10 to 11, like this. And then I had to wait. 11 o'clock, everybody appears, like this. Because this Krishna, everybody knows Krishna externally. This Krishna, historical Krishna, like this. But those who are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is different. It's different. Nityananda Prabhu came to reveal Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is revealing Radha Krishna, Radha Shyama Sundara. For us, like this. Only those who are in this Sankirtana movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we have the chance of understanding Krishna. And then the question is that, how is there is in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami explained two kinds of bhakti, Vaidhi bhakti, Raganuga bhakti. This Raganuga bhakti, I think, is the way to understand Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada does not give so much stress. He does not give so much information to us about this. But our guarantee is that we are worshipping Gaura Nithai. We are worshipping Gaura Nithai. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is revealing to us Radha Krishna. And this devotional service becomes like, as Srila Prabhupada says, spontaneous. Spontaneous. This we can realize in our lives. Devotee who is devotee, he cannot is like this every day. He has to perform his sadhana. This is a second life of the devotee. It's like this, and then it's guaranteed that we are connected with Krishna. It's guaranteed. And Srila Prabhupada gave us so much instructions. And now we can see so many disciples of Srila Prabhupada are passing away, leaving this world. And then they are going fully Krishna conscious. It means that this process of Krishna consciousness is working. It's working. Because it's the last Antakalechamamevasmaramuktakalevaram Yatprayat samadbhavam yatchinashtyatra sanshaya. Krishna says, at the last moment of life, Chaktva Deham Mukta Kalevaram. When the body, we are leaving the body. Mamsmaram Eva. If you want to concentrate in Krishna, like Yat Prayat Samadbhavam, he attained Madbhava. My nature. We have the same nature as Krishna. Why not? Same nature. For example, I can ask someone, you go to the coast side, you bring me a bottle of sea water. And then come here, I take one drop, put in my hand, and then I can say, this drop of water has the same nature as the ocean. Same nature. In this way, we have the same nature as Krishna, but it's big difference. Krishna is infinite, we are tiny, like this. By the same nature. And then we can achieve the same nature of Krishna. Yatchindashtyatra sanshayaha. There is no doubt about that, Krishna says. It's guaranteed. Okay, I deviated a little bit of the history because...
That's our nature.
Like this. But Anyway, tomorrow we have more different episodes of this history, like the King Yayaji, like this. Okay. If someone has any comments and questions like this.
Thank you very much for this class. It was wonderful. The question is, yeah, you mentioned Anandya Bhakti, which means no other. So as I understand, the ultimate is like, it's only Radha and Krishna we have to think ultimately. But when, so in practical, when we worship, actually in our Sandra, there are so many things like Guru, Gauranga, Mahaprabhu, all this, and then ultimately it goes to Radha and Krishna. So what, like, how do I understand Ananya Bhakti? Because there are so many people who help us to reach Radha Krishna. So it's not one pointer. There are so many other things.
Yeah, yes. How? But everybody is related to Krishna. It's not that Srimad Bhagavatam says, Dharma Projita Kai Prabhuta Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. Vyasadeva says that we reject this Kaitavara Dharma, the mundane Dharma. Even the very Krishna says, Sarva Dharmam Parityajamam, the mundane Dharma, which is mundane Dharma. Deva Dharma, worship of demigods, Varnashram Dharma by itself, like this. Now, our Dharma is Bhagavata Dharma. And then those who are connected to Krishna, related to Krishna, they are conducting us toward Krishna, like this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, all the acharyas. And also we pray to Nrisimhadeva for protection, protect me to be the best devotee of Krishna, like this. Everything is connected to Krishna, like this. There's no deviation, I think. Because once I was here in Vrindavan, one devotee got sick, heavy fever like this, and then go to the hospital here, Ramakrishna Hospital. And then every day we went there to visit him, he becomes worse and worse and worse like this. And then the physician was giving him 5 types of medicine like this. Because they don't know what is the cause of the fever, like this, and then we took out the from this hospital and take him to Mathura Hospital, and then there the doctor said, oh, he would die, and then something like this. People go to this temple. There's so many deities like this, and then one has to save me like this, and then worship one. But Krishna says, no, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Shraddha Shabde Vishvasakahe Sudrida Nishchaya Krishna Bhukti Kaila Sarva Karma Krita Hoya. Let's see. Krishna says, Shraddha. The word Shraddha, faith, means Vivasa. Vivasa is the synonym for Shraddha. Which means Sudrida Nishchaya, the firm conviction by devotional service, by bhakti. Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. Everything in our life will be solved by this faith in Krishna. Only Krishna, like this. This is the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ananya Bhakti. Yes. Give the microphone.
Srila Prabhupada was meeting with the leader of the Rosicrucians in France, I believe, and they were explaining that they're all, you know, talking about meditation, yoga, this and that. Prabhupada, and they asked them, what are you meditating on? You know, and everything they said was basically just, you know, loving people. And he said, I'm surprised that you're objecting. I thought we all believed in the same thing of peace, love, harmony, spirituality. So the idea that sometimes people think that, oh, you're overly fanatical, you don't accept other processes and other people and their beliefs, and you're just thinking only, you know, the other say up in the movie or something like that. So, can I say something?
Yeah. Jay says there's some mentality, I call it New Age mentality, like this. Universality. Universe has to be universal, like this. And then take something from Krishna, take something from Buddha, take something from Jesus Christ, like this. But it's superficial. Superficial. If you go, you are in your line. Because that, Srila Prabhupada said, if you are Christian, be the best Christian. You are Muslim, be the best Muslim, like this. You are Jewish, best, like this. One has to go deep in our line, like this. Concentrating Krishna consciousness to really understand who Krishna is, like this. Otherwise, it's superficial. Superficial.
And in relation to this verse and what you're speaking about, I hear, I don't know if it's true or not, so I'm bringing up the question to see your thoughts, to verify if there's truth to what I've heard many Grihasthas say, that. You Brahmacharya, you don't understand that in Grihastha life, if you have to, provide for your kids in a certain way. For example, if they really want a soccer ball, you got to buy them a soccer ball, and you have to do all these things. It kind of seems a little compromising one's Krishna consciousness. So I was wondering if you could clear that up. Are they correct or...
Yeah, this is a great challenge for the Grihasthas nowadays. There's so much interference like this. And anyway, I'm not so specialist in this topic, but I know that it's really one. Is difficult to manage this like that. And if a devotee is living in communities, this also can be reduced like this. Anyway, Mayapur, for example, is becoming a city like this. And then should be some protection for the children like this. We pray that this influence cannot enter in Mayapur also like this. But what can I say? Perhaps someone could speak more about that.
I think in my comment, we have to give 100% permission. I mean, but the Guru Sahib told that he has to give only 50%. So, because the Guru Sahib they give this statement, 50% for he has to give 100%. Because then we send.
The Grihastha has the dharma of educate, to maintain the family like this. And those who can full surrender, but it is fully surrender. Like the Shastras always, they speak about the perfection. And then Krishna says, fully surrender. But this also, this is not theoretical. This is also practical. Because during the cycle of living, one has different occupations. There is the phase of the student, the grihastha ashram, and then vanaprastha. And everyone can come to the end of the cycle of living, like the end, surrender completely to Krishna. Everybody can come to this state. Even in the last part of the life, like this, one can fully surrender to Krishna. And this works. And during the life, it has so much occupations like that. But you have to keep the focus in Krishna consciousness. And this focus we can do with the serious sadhana. Sadhana. Our sadhana is very important. Every day doing japa, every day doing hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, every day doing something like this. Because everybody will be the opportunity to be fully surrendered to Krishna. Everybody. It's not theoretical like this. Just the saints, the pure devotees can do. No, everybody. Everybody. Like this. Okay? Let's start. One person.
Earlier in your class, you were saying that we're the same as Krishna.
Pardon?
Right? Pardon? Wouldn't it be better to say that we're non-different from Krishna? Because the Mayavadi philosophy is we are the same as Krishna.
Yeah. There is no Krishna in Mayavadi philosophy. Only my energy, like this. No, the Krishna, what is the nature of Krishna? Satchidananda. It is the same stuff of our soul.
And we are not like, so therefore we are not the same as Krishna, we are not different from Krishna.
Not the same.
Nature
of Krishna, not the same of Krishna.
But we're not different from Krishna. We're not the same as Krishna.
He never said that.
Yeah, he's never said that. He
mentioned the drop in the ocean.
He fully explained it.
He never said that we are the same as Krishna. He said that we have the same nature as Krishna. But how? Eighth chapter, verse number 5. But how? The walks away. Okay. I think everybody else understood, no?
Yeah.
No misunderstanding. Hare Krishna.
Okay, let's stop here. Huh? Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.